New Zealand gun buyback costs could reach $300 million. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 2, 2019. The New Zealand government's gun buyback costs could reach $300 million before all is said and done. On March 20, 2019, CNN reported New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern described a buyback for banned firearms that would cost $100 million to $200 million. But the buyback costs is now predicted to be far higher, reaching figures of $300 million by some estimates. The Guardian reports that Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters told NZ Radio that when it comes to buyback costs, everyone should prepare for the worst. He added, "It could cost, and this is an extravagant statement but it may well be true. It could cost up to $300 million to set what is wrong, right." New Zealand is currently working out the details of a semi-automatic rifle ban that also bans numerous pump shotguns, high-capacity magazines, and certain gun parts. To date, the legislation containing the ban sets a deadline of September 30, 2019, to hand over any and all guns on the prohibited list. The time frame between passage of the legislation and deadline will serve as an amnesty period in which law-abiding owners of newly prohibited firearms can contact police and arrange surrender of the guns. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly @rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.